Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Librarian is In, the New York Public Library's podcast about books, culture, and what to read next.
I'm Gwen.
And I'm Frank. And today we are not really here. This is but a shadow of ourselves. This is just a super quick little reminder slash discussion slash announcement about our summer reading challenge. We did the first one last year, which was Hogwarts and Hollywood themed.
That's right.
Frank read Harry Potter. I read the Ava Gardner biography. That was amazing.
Love is nothing.
Love is nothing.
That's what it's called.
And so this year we just wanted to talk about what we are going to give each other to read.
Our summer challenge.
Our summer challenge.
I know that the book I should read is the second Harry Potter. But
the book you are going to read on your own
is, right,
is the second Harry Potter.
To show my true belief in continuing right. the system rather than being a recommendation. Plus, we're a little heavy on Harry Potter. I know right. that sounds like a shock.
No, even I will admit, we've had a lot of Harry Potter-focused content here, and I think that perhaps we could move on. But I do yeah. really hope that you read it. But we're not going to spend, I think, a whole additional episode talking about it.
Unless I fall in love with it and have to talk.
Well, I hope that happens.
So Chamber of Secrets, the second one?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yes. So challenge.
Okay.
Summer reading challenge.
All right.
Do you have a book, Gwen?
I do have a book.
You should, because we came here ready to surprise each other.
Yes.
All right. Who wants to go first? The big reveal.
I'll go first because I am deviating slightly from what I think. Well, although not really. Okay, I was about to say I'm deviating slightly because it's a book I've already read, but I already read the first Harry Potter book, too.
Yeah.
Similarly.
Well, it should have read it because you're giving it to me to
right,
challenge.
Right, exactly. But it's a book I have not read for a really long time, and I'm looking forward to rereading, which is The Secret History by Donna Tartt. Mm.
I have read it, too.
Oh, but, so I am deviating.
Well, you didn't know. But, well, I don't know if producer's cool with this. I actually... It would be interesting to read it again because I read it when it came out in the late 80s.
Came out in the late 80s?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, definitely before 89.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, so, look, we have a lot to learn about this book because I thought that I pulled this off when I was a teenager, but I was not a teenager in the late 80s. I got this book randomly from a shelf in Borders. Felt like I had like discovered this thing. I had no idea that Donna Tartt was famous or that she was one of that like Brett Pack writer group.
Friends
with
Brett
Easton Ellis, right? These like New
Yorker.
They
went to school together, which.
Yes, which is relevant to the
book.
She
uses her small college liberal arts school as a backdrop mm-hmm. for Secret History. But I remember it. It was memorable. It was a phenomenon when it came out. Like every book that Donna Tartt puts out, and she's had three.
I didn't even know it was a phenomenon when
Secret
it came
History,
out.
Really, yeah. Little Friend and Goldfinch. Is always a eagerly anticipated mm-hmm. book. But
and a lot of people have read Goldfinch, I think, yeah. because that was such a splash like last year.
And
the
Secret
year
History sort of came back because of
right,
the Goldfinch.
Right, exactly.
Like her past books.
Exactly. And her books are very polarizing, I think,
yeah.
because... I really was not fond of Little Friend, although it might be interesting to revisit that too. But Secret History was one of my favorite books. I really loved it.
So
I
what
lent
year
it
did
to a million people. Well, that's the thing. It couldn't have been in the late 80s.
When
I don't
did
know.
You read it?
I read it in probably. Oh, wait. I know exactly when because okay. it was right before I went to college. 1995.
That's so interesting because then you discovered it and think it was a brand new thing and you thought it was just out.
Right. I still thought that.
No.
So see, there's a lot of rich material. So as a very, very general summary, it's the story of a bunch of kids who go to a small liberal arts college, loosely based on Bennington. And they are studying Greek philosophy and Greek literature and Greek language, and they're very immersed in it. And we see the whole book through the eyes of a narrator named Richard, who was kind of a stand-in for the reader. And it is a book that I once loved, then reread as an adult, did not love it as much, and now I'm really curious to read it again, because for a long time, I said that was my favorite book, for years and years.
Really?
Like, that's my favorite book.
Absolutely.
Whenever anybody asked, now I don't even have a good answer to that question at all.
And I know the challenge should be for you, obviously, what you're doing, to give a book that you made an impact on you that was important to you, that you liked, and to share with me,
yeah.
and that it's a brand new thing for me, and that I wouldn't have read it. But that's true. But this is interesting because I read it as a 20-year-old, and now I'm reading it as a 96-year-old. So You don't even laugh.
A 96-year-old.
You're like, yes, that's true.
Right.
I'm reading it many years later. So that's actually fascinating because I read Catcher in the Rye when I was 15 and then I read it 30 years later.
And it was looks a fascinating really different, experience. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think that's a good challenge.
Great.
That I can revisit a book that you fell in love with clearly that I read at the time and enjoyed and liked and still remember to a degree and see how I go this time.
Okay. It's funny. I am really Secret curious history. Because I would have thought, based on when I thought that book came out, I would have thought it just strikes you at really different places at different ages, I think. Mm. So actually, I'm kind of glad that you read it as a very young person and now are going to read it as an extremely old,
withered,
nonagenarian.
Nonagenarian.
Okay. So what is your book for me? What's your book for me?
Well, last year was Hollywood. Now I'm going to take the high road, dear.
Oh.
I would like you to read, and I hope you like it, a book called Tales from Ovid. Ovid was a Roman era, right? Ancient Rome, right? Metamorphosis, yeah. Which means transformations. And so it's a classic text, literally. And obviously the stories in Metamorphosis, Ovid's Metamorphosis, influenced Shakespeare and many, many, many writers. A lot of the myths, which I love myths, like the Greek and Roman myths. Loved Edith Hamilton's book, which I would have loved to have recommended to you, but I know you've read it. Which you haven't?
Yes, I have read it.
Edith Hamilton's Mythology, which just made a huge impact on me as
a kid.
That's
an incredible book.
Just loved the Greek and Roman myths. And so Tales from Ovid, though, which is a classic text, as I keep saying, based on Ovid's Metamorphosis, or a translation of Ovid's Metamorphosis. It's the translation that jumped out at me and I loved, by Ted Hughes, the British poet laureate, husband to Sylvia Plath, which is another conversation, a poet herself who killed herself. But Ted Hughes did the translation and it's so good. It's poetry. It's the stories from Metamorphosis, a lot of different myths that you're familiar with, some that you may not be. And I was turned on to Ted Hughes's translations of ancient texts because I read a version of Oedipus that he translated, and I was actually in it. It was a play. But hearing it out loud and reading it out loud was so visceral and so powerful that I then read this one. He's translated other ancient works, but I didn't want to give you a play. So, because it's designed to be heard, I wanted to give you something that's designed to be read. But I think you might want to read it out loud, maybe like to your husband or something, or to your kid. So, Tales from Ovid.
That'll be amazing.
Maybe.
I'll sprinkle it between Go Dog Go.
And the language is poetic, but it's like, it could be. Actually, I'd be. Oh, now I'm excited.
I'd be
curious
because
if you feel compelled to read it out loud or not. And they are the stories that, as I've said, the myths that you're familiar with or some that you're not. But Tales from Ovid, which is based on Ovid's Metamorphosis, translated by Ted Hughes.
So did he know the ancient Greek and he translated it himself?
I would suppose.
Wow. That's amazing.
I suppose you'd have to.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I should find out.
Cool.
About that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited
There's
to learn more about that.
There's an introduction to it, but yeah.
Good pick.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I wasn't sure, but
yeah. No, I think that's a great one.
I would like. I'm excited. I'm gonna reread it.
Yeah.
Too. So I think I look forward to talking about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're doing this with plenty of time in advance, because we also thought it would be really fun is if anybody listening wants to read these books as well. You should read these books, and then you can either tweet at us or you can email us at nyplrecommends@nypl.org and let us know your thoughts. We would love to just kind of hear what you think. You can also ask questions or tell us stuff that you would like us to talk about so we can make it a little more of a broad conversation. You do that in the next month or so, that would be great. The episode won't come out until the middle of July, but we are taping the episode much earlier. So... let us know if you have thoughts. I can't wait for our summer reading challenge.
All right, so The Secret History
Donna
Tartt,
T-A-R-T-T.
Gwen's recommending to me, or is challenging me to read, and I'm going to read it. And I am challenging Gwen to read Tales from Ovid, translated by Ted Hughes.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. So thanks, everybody, for listening. If you want to review us in iTunes, that would be awesome. That makes us very happy. You can check out the show page and go to nypl.org/podcast to see a full rundown of our episodes. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.